Nottinghamshire, England, 1192. In woodland, a young man draws back the string of his bow to kill a deer. He turns to discover he's surrounded by men in helmets and chainmail on horseback. He races off and they give chase through the autumnal forest. As the men catch up with him, the black feathers in their menacing helmets trail in the wind. They corner him in a tangle of undergrowth.
Hold him! You know the law.
Oh no, the law's an ass.
The price for one of the king's deer is your right hand. Let's go.
Please, have mercy. My wife.
What?
My wife expects a child. We have no food. She must eat or we'll lose the baby.
And then, when she has the baby, you will say you must steal because you have another mouth to feed. Bring him.
Please, no, I need my hand.
We can punish you now. If you admit your guilt and save us the time, the punishment is lessened. We can take a finger. But you will have no right to trial, no defense, no appeal.
I will lose a trial and my hand. Take the finger.
Do it.
Come on.
Pop your hand on there. Like this.
No, I've changed my mind.
No appeal.
What the? Who's there?
Seems I missed your hand. Let him go before my aim improves.
Show yourself! You interfere with the law of the land!
The last time I looked, the law punished poaching with a tanning or a spell in the stocks.
The law is under threat and must be severe if it is to be respected.
If the law wants respect, shouldn't the punishment fit the crime?
I do not make the law. I do not decide.
But you enforce it. And my men and I suggest that you decide to go on your way.
Branches around them rustle.
I've got us surrounded, sir.
A man hiding in the leaves pulls some twine attached to the branches.
And let this man feed his hungry wife.
I don't know.
You know!
The hooded man shoots an arrow up into the air.
And what is that proof?
It lands in the man's saddle.
Missed again.
Let him go.
God bless you, sir. God bless you all, gents.
Come! We leave these rogues to their crimes.
The man with the twine gets to his feet and joins his hooded friend.
Us? Rogues? Don't show your faces here again, cowards!
Quiet.
Why? We have won and they should be ashamed. Shame on you! Come back here again and my master and I shall see that you leave with more than just your tails between your legs.
My master and I. There are only two of them.
I shouldn't have said that. Run, Robin. Run.
Robin Hood. Jonas Armstrong. Lucy Griffiths. Richard Armitage and Keith Allen. Gordon Kennedy. Sam Troughton. Joe Armstrong. Harry Lloyd. William Beck. Created by Dominic Minghella and Foz Allen. Written by Dominic Minghella. Episode 1. Will you tolerate this? Robin and his faithful servant Much tear through the forest, chased by the sheriff's men. Much trips and tumbles down a gully. Robin grabs him, pulling him into the hollow in the roots of a tree. He pulls a leafy sprig over them. The sheriff's men gallop past. Much's frightened eyes watch the men through the twigs covering them. Robin clasps his hand over Much's mouth as a final horseman trots through the clearing. He stops near the hollow and seems to stare straight at Robin. Finally, he gallops off after the others.
"5 years in Battlemuch, and you still forget the last man.
There's always so much to remember.
When I see the River Trent, I'm gonna weep. I'm gonna cry like a baby. For all the pain we've suffered in Palestine, the horrors we have witnessed, and because I am so hungry.
When we get to Locksley, I'm gonna have beef.
Yesterday you said pig.
Well, yesterday I was not so hungry. I mean, I could have pig and beef. And lamb. I'd like that. Very much. In fact, I can feel a song coming on.
No! No song. Absolutely no song.
To be a cheery song.
And it would be a tragedy, too. A tragedy for you to have survived the Turk and made it to within a few miles of Locksley, only to be killed by your own master.
You know, it is lucky I do not readily take offence. You know, a smaller man would be offended. A smaller man would be wounded.
And a cleverer man would sing fewer songs.
So, Master, no stopping here, all right? No stopping anywhere. No more heroics. We're going home. We're going straight home.
Hey, friend.
You two on the run?
No. We're returning to Locksley after a long absence.
You look like you're on the run. Want to give me a hand with this ditch? There's a good meal in it. My daughter Sarah and I, we've a pork roasting.
Master, we could, couldn't we?
Much. We are nearly home.
Please. Please.
I love you. Have I ever said that?
Call that digging.
Roast.
Have you ever done a proper day's work?
Roast. Pork. Roast.
The fuller watches them closely as they dig his ditch. To Sarah.
Thank you.
Where are you two headed?
Home. To Locksley?
It's getting late. You and your friend should stay in our barn tonight.
That is very kind, but I don't think that would be...
Someone special waiting for you, is there? In Locksley?
I doubt it. Listen, my friend
then
and I...
Then what's the hurry?
Your father!
He'd kill you, if he saw.
Sarah, I...
But he won't see.
Sheriff wants cloth dyed for his men. In lieu of taxes. Taxes that I cannot afford because nobody has any money to buy my cloth.
What?
He gives in and kisses her again, unaware that the cloth concealing them has dropped to the ground.
Well, you know, he's a fair-minded old man. I'm sure if you explain your difficulties to him, if you kiss him...
Kiss him?
Kiss his ring. He will understand.
You really have been away. The old man is finished. We've had a new sheriff this last 4 years. Where's that food?
Really? That is interesting. Because he's a fair-minded old man.
I told you. With a new younger... You're not listening.
The fuller spots them and rushes forward, grabbing a sword.
Robin!
My daughter, I'll kill you!
No offence! I do not wish to fight!
Well, bad luck, I do.
Robin ducks, and while the fuller attacks, Much rushes to a backpack.
You picked the wrong man to mess with. I did not always work cloth. I once worked metal. Never beaten with a sword. Not by knight, not by knave.
Much!
Much finally pulls a curved sword from Robin's pack. Robin catches it, then he and the fuller take their positions.
Ha.
The fuller waves his sword, demonstrating his skills. Then Robin does the same.
Watch. Fetch the packs. Run!
As the pair fight, Robin's forced up some stairs to the open-air fillery's upper level, where Sarah's waiting.
Whoa, sir, sir. You have me. Allow me one final request.
What's that?
One last kiss.
Robin fights him off, then kisses Sarah before leaping backwards off the edge of the first floor level. He somersaults heroically through the air. Robin and Mutch race away.
You can't do that!
Told you! I said no stopping! Why did you ever, ever listen?
Faster!
Now they're in the middle of the forest in the pitch dark. A tiny fire blazes at their feet. Mutch looks cheated.
Not saying anything?
Next morning, they arrive at a small village, Loxley. Robin hugs Mutch to him and starts to sob a little. As they stride happily into the village, Robin gently strokes the blossoming branch of a shrub. He trails his fingertips along the branch and through the white flowers growing on it.
Hey there!
The man drops his water bucket and scurries into his house. A woman sees them and does the same. A man sawing a log.
Dan Scarlet? Dan, it's me, Robin!
Robin?
Yes.
Is it really you?
Of course it's us. We are home unscathed. Well, scathed. Very scathed. But happy. And hungry. Mostly hungry.
Blessed Mary, it is you.
Robin notices Dan's lost his left hand.
An accident.
An incident. No matter. What's done is done.
Tell me.
Guy of Gisborne runs your estate for the sheriff.
Does he?
We have one tithe after another for the king in the Holy Land. Making ends meet, it was wrong. But my boys, they took some gain. I went to stop them, but so did Gisborne's lot. They got caught. Me too. Someone had to lose a hand. Better me than Will, the little Lukey. I'm old. They've got years ahead of them.
This is madness. You are a skilled man. You built half this village. I won't have this. You will be compensated.
I see my boys in good health, and I am happy. It's all right, boys. This is Master Robin.
You all right? Come on.
One boy has a bow.
This is my bow. My dad made it for me. Why has yours got those curves in it?
Well, this is a Saracen bow. It is recurved. The bow straightens when you draw. Makes it small, but powerful.
Is it true you can hit a man from a mile away? If I practice every day, I'll be able to do that.
Well, let's hope you never have to shoot the man, Luke.
Yeah, that's what Dad says. I bet you killed loads of men when you were fighting with the king. Look.
Okay, keep your chin up. And remember to take a breath first.
Wait.
He's a credit to you and Jane. No.
2 years. Told her she was 18. Don't think she was. Couldn't see her boy starve. Our whole village has suffered, not just us.
Jane, you're God's strong wife.
Suddenly, Sheriff's men on horseback gallop into the village. With them is a man dressed in black. The horsemen grab each of the villagers roughly and force them in front of the man in black.
Come on, stand up, stand there, and don't move!
10 sacks of flour have gone missing from the store.
Get out of here!
They will be found.
Come on, get out of here with the rest of them.
They will be accounted for.
Colonel, stop struggling! Get out of here! Come on, get over there!
No more, sir. Who helped this? Runt. Step forward now and may show lenience.
No. There are many perpetrators will be found. This crime will be punished. Bring the boy.
Wait!
Guy of Gisborne?
Sir! Guy of Gisborne to you. And bow before your master.
Sir Guy of Gisborne. My name is Robin, Earl of Huntingdon and Lord of this manor. Your services here are no longer required.
As a fur is placed around Robin's shoulders, the villagers bow to him. Gisborne looks put out. Robin just stares at him. Locksley Manor.
Thomas? Haunton.
Welcome back, sir. A bath for the master, Anna, and fresh clothes immediately. Mary!
And me too.
Pardon?
Thornton, Much is no longer my manservant.
Oh?
In recognition of his services to me in the Holy Land, he's to be made a free man. I am granting him the fields and lodge at Bonchurch. Until then, he's a guest in my house.
And I would like a plate of something while I bathe.
Very well. That is the way to the servants' quarters.
I knew that.
Gisborne walks in.
Welcome back, Locksley.
Now, I have kept your lands for you. I have managed your estates to the best of my ability under the guidance of the sheriff. And I would appreciate more respect in front of the populace.
How many years have you been here?
3 years, 4 winters.
And yet you still do not have the respect of the populace.
My men and I will leave directly for Nottingham.
My servants will help you pack.
How was the Holy Land?
Bloodthirsty.
I understand the king is winning, thanks be to God.
He's killing more people.
Oh, is that not winning?
Show me an argument ever settled with bloodshed, and then I'll call it winning.
Do not pretend that you do not love war. I've seen you fight.
When?
I do not recall.
I have changed.
Council of Nobles meets tomorrow at Nottingham. I've no doubt the sheriff will call a feast to celebrate your safe return.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
One thing. I shall celebrate my safe return too, by pardoning any and all wrongdoers from my estates awaiting trial or punishment.
Only the sheriff can pardon, you know that.
It is custom for the sheriff to accede to his noble's requests on such matters.
Well, then I suggest you take it up with the sheriff.
Now, Much is sitting in a hot bath. He reaches over for a leg of pork and takes a large bite. Suddenly, a maid comes in and he appears embarrassed.
Was it horrible? The war, what was it like?
War is for men. You would be upset, little one.
Yeah? I heard that dying men always ask for their mums.
Much eats some petals.
That's for the bath.
What?
Rose petals.
He spits them out.
I knew that.
When she's gone, Much takes his necklace in his hand. A Anguish floods his face, and he begins to cry.
Mudge, get dressed. Do you want to visit the old sheriff?
Really? Well, I would prefer, I have to say, the whole food, bath, sleep thing.
Of course. I forgot my promise to you. You don't have to come.
Is something wrong?
England is wrong. And Nottinghamshire is worse. The old sheriff would never have allowed this. I have to hear his story before I go to Nottingham tomorrow. Sleep well, my friend. You've earned it.
After a moment's thought, Mudge gets up.
Master!
Master, the food!
Go into the village. Bring every family here and feed them.
Nobody here eats until they do, including me. Those who are ill, take the food to them.
Yes, Master.
Ian?
Obviously you don't mean that about nobody eating. No? No, of course not. That's fine. That's fine. Has anyone seen my horse?
Night in the hall.
Get out! Get away from here!
Edward, it is me, your friend, Robin of Loxley.
I know who you are. Crooks, come to deceive me. I'll have none of you here.
I swear, I come in friendship.
Get away! I'm no longer the sheriff. Leave me to live out my days in peace.
You heard my father. Leave.
Marion. It is me, Robin.
Congratulations. Leave.
How are you? I thought of you.
Leave.
We're leaving.
Sir Edward, if you do not remember me, remember Nottingham. Remember your people.
Interesting.
Interesting. It was unbelievable. And he used to treat us like sons.
She is still unmarried.
Oh. And I thought you'd come to see the old sheriff.
I did.
Please.
At Loxley Manor, the villagers are leaving the house.
Bless you, Master Robin. We have all eaten well.
Is there any food left? I must confess, I am anxious.
Robin! Robin!
Geoffrey! Remember this. Remember this.
My egg! My egg! Where's it gone? Ooh. You've eaten it.
No, I haven't.
Here it is.
You used to love that when you were a lad.
Have you had lots to eat?
You're a good boy. Thanks for feeding us.
Come on then, bring those eggs. Come on.
That man is a show-off. If there are no eggs left, I'm going after him.
Dan? What's wrong?
Young Benedict got frightened. He told Gisborne's lot who took the flowers.
Your boys.
They've taken them to Nottingham. Robin.
I will resolve this. I will talk to the sheriff, I promise.
Dan looks distraught. Now, Robin and Mudge are riding towards Nottingham town. They cross a bridge spanning a moat. The bridge has been filled in underneath, holding back the water on one side. People are living meagre lives on the other, dried up side of the ditch. Someone stirs a cooking pot while another begins to mend a bucket. Robin and Mudge ride into the gloomy, almost deserted town.
Where is everybody?
Funny, Wednesday used to be market day.
I think Wednesday may still be market day. Surely some mistake.
Gisborne stands before someone having their shoes polished.
My lord, I do not think that this is a laughing matter.
Sorry, remind me, how many men do you have?
24.
And he has?
One.
But the point
is... you let him take the house.
Technically, it is still his property.
La, 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 la.
Yeah, I would have appreciated more support in this matter.
Relax, relax. I'll get it back for you within a month.
Gisborne leaves.
24-1.
Robin and Much are led through a square past some gallows. In a dark hall, the sheriff is holding a meeting.
It has been a good month. We've collected nearly £300.
Shh! Would you want to be the king in Antioch? Clue? No. Trying to feed a starving army on £300, you promise £500.
It's more than we have managed before.
Oh, yippee. So the king is starving in the Holy Land and you have failed him, but
it's more than we've ever managed before.
Robin of Locksley.
Good morning, everyone. Sheriff. Well, carry on.
Locksley, welcome back. I trust Sir Guy of Gisborne's managed your estates to your satisfaction.
I believe he may have managed them to your satisfaction.
Some of your peasants, rather unruly, by the way. We have two in custody awaiting punishment.
Three.
Three? Well, discipline will be a problem. Be warned. Loughborough.
Sheriff, thank you. I can report...
Discipline has never been a problem on my estates.
Times have changed.
Not for the better, it seems.
You, of all people, should know that the king needs funds to fight our holy war.
Is it our holy war? Or is it Pope Gregory's?
We stand shoulder to shoulder with Rome.
And we fall shoulder to shoulder too. I have seen it.
Then what is your proposal to raise money for the king?
Stop all taxes. Today!
The music.
I do not joke. Today is market day, and yet there is no market.
And your point is?
If a man can make more than he needs for his family, he can take what remains to market. He can trade. And the Shire can take its share. But until then, we must help every man, every peasant, every pieman, every pinner provide for his family. Get him trading again.
A man who can provide for his family is a comfortable man. A lazy man doesn't want to work. What we need are hungry men. Our noble friend seems to forget that hungry men are virtuous.
There is a celebration of my return tonight in the Great Hall.
Indeed.
Well, I trust none of us virtuous men will be feasting.
The sheriff studies him for a moment, then bursts into his private chambers. He throws his fur hat on the bed, then goes over to one of many cages hanging from the ceiling. He reaches in and pulls out a tiny bird. He caresses it gently. Then, as his mind wanders, his grip tightens. Marion stops Robin in the corridor.
My father seems to think he should see you. Our house is watched. Come after midnight tonight.
Very well. You're looking striking. And if you still live with your father, that must mean...
Take care not to be seen.
Don't worry. I can look after myself.
I don't care about you. I care about my father. Are you really as naive as you seem? You think you can pick fights with these people and get away with it. You think you can slight them in public. You're a fool.
Marion, wait. Now is not the time, I know. I must say you are... more than ever. Your eyes. And even when you look at me in anger, I feel you. I believe you can still, even after all this time, you can see into my soul.
5 years and you're still peddling the same old drivel. Does it ever work?
You'd be surprised.
He watches her go with a perplexed smile. Robin and Mutch are led into the dungeons. The jailer to a guard.
Bring out the Locksley lot.
Jailer, that's me.
Jailer, are you listening? I'm from Locksley. Jailer,
I'm from Locksley.
Dan Scarlett's boys and Benedict Giddens are brought out.
Give your names.
Wood and Luke Scarlett.
What is your crime?
Living in the wrong place at the wrong time. Living under an evil sheriff. Where do our taxes go? They go to Nottingham, to the sheriff, to his bird.
Name? Benedict. Son of Richard Giddens, Serf of Locksley.
What is your crime?
Stealing flour.
Are you guilty? What is your punishment?
Don't know.
Hanging? No, surely not.
What? Hanging?
Robin.
No! No,
please, don't
they
you. Told me you'd save us!
Please,
my dad told me you'd save us!
Do you mind? We don't tell them if it's the dangle. They kick up a hell of a stink.
For stealing flour? Hanging?
The sheriff wants an example. We just had word.
I'll be speaking to the sheriff. Meanwhile, you treat these prisoners well, or you'll have me to answer to.
You've got one more.
They bring out the poacher from the forest.
You're not from Locksley.
I know. But you saved me once before.
That was a long way from Nottingham. Here I am known.
But you're saving those others, you've saved me. For my wife, my newborn babe.
You said your wife was expecting.
No, she had it.
Your lies today may be your undoing. I cannot save the others, and now I fear you'll share their fate.
What fate?
To the jailer.
I'm not from Locksley. Did I say Locksley? There's been a mistake here. I'm from Rochdale. Rochdale! That's what they call me, Alan Adele!
Yeah, and I'm from Wild Wales.
Oh.
Throw him in with the Locksley lot!
A sumptuous feast is taking place, watched over by the sheriff.
Ah, Huntington, you're missing your own feast. Rumours abound.
What rumours?
That you are weak, that you have returned weakened from your exertions in the Holy Land.
My master returns with honours, honours from the king.
Well, the greater honour would have been to have stood and fought with him, surely.
I have visited my peasants in your dungeons. They have committed grave crimes.
Master, surely.
Which would make all the more compassionate your gesture of pardoning them.
Pardoning them? I will see them hang. In the morning, you yourself said that we risk rebellion. We must have order.
It is custom for the sheriff to hear his noble's requests for clemency.
La-di-da-di-da. Oh, by the way, in your absence, we nominated you to oversee tomorrow's entertainment.
No.
Oh. You don't want these rumours of weakness to spread, hmm? Better scotch them now. Otherwise, we'll all pay.
Marion, might I have the pleasure of your company?
With a nervous smile, Marion takes Gisborne's arm and walks with him down some steps to the feast. Robin watches them with a sinister glare. Now he and Mutch arrive at Knighton Hall.
Well, I don't just stand there if the sheriff's men see.
What? You might give them the pleasure of your company?
Grow up.
Forgive me. I could not welcome you before.
How did this monster become sheriff?
I did not watch my back. Prince John gives out the shires in his brother's absence. My bid was not accepted.
What can be done?
I can do nothing. I'm watched. And I must think of my daughter. When I do speak out, no one listens. Robin, it is down to you, my friend.
Well, what can we do?
Play Nottingham's game. Speak to the lords. Slowly you can turn them. Do not make the mistake I and others have made and make your dissent public. Consolidate your position quietly.
I do not have time.
Tomorrow I am to order the hanging of 4 of my own peasants.
It will be the long game, I'm afraid.
Will and Luke Scarlet cannot wait. Benedict Giddens, Alan Adale.
You must let them die. It is a test. Fail it and there will be consequences.
Perhaps.
Definitely. This is not a gate.
My daughter speaks when she should not. But she is right. You have no choice, Robin. Hide your temper. Bide your time. Until you can act decisively. Or kiss your lands, if not your life, goodbye.
Through the night, Robin remains in a chair by the fire, deep in thought. The flickering flames cast an orange glow over his pensive face. Next day, a crowd has gathered around the gallows. Robin and Mudge make their way through the people.
Murderer! Murderer!
The woman spits in his face, stopping him momentarily. Robin approaches Dan.
Robin, it's not your fault.
The sheriff steps out into the sunshine, followed by Gisborne and their men.
Lords, ladies, people of Nottingham, we are gathered here today to witness the carrying out of justice in the name of God and King Richard. Bring out the prisoners!
The nooses are ready.
Robin of Locksley, Earl of Huntingdon, having recently returned from the Holy War with a personal commendation from the King himself, will read a proclamation. Enjoy.
Oh, and no second thoughts, Locksley, or your friend Mutch will be dropping in on us as our special guest today.
Mutch is being held high above by 2 armed, helmeted men.
Let it be heard and known about the lands and realms of Richard, His Majesty, King of England, that on this, the 26th day of April, in the year of our Lord, 1192, the following men, having been tried under law and found guilty: Benedict Giddens of Locksley, Will Scarlet of Locksley, Luke Scarlet of Locksley, Alan Adale of Locksley, these same men have been sentenced to hang by a rope until they are dead.
Grubby white sacks are pulled over the prisoners' heads.
Will! Luke!
Robin signals to someone in the crowd.
May the
wait!
Soul... Now, please don't kill my brother, my little baby, my inbred cousin!
On behalf of Anthony, our bishop, I claim benefit of clergy for these men. They cannot hang.
These are not holy men. These people cannot plead the cloth. Get on with it.
I came last night to administer their last rites.
So?
And each one came to God through me, repenting their sins and asking to take the cloth. I felt duty bound to consult the bishop, and he in turn confers status of novice onto each man.
Shut up.
I, Anthony, very reverend vicar apostolic, hereby confer...
Shut up! Is this possible?
They could not have become novices overnight.
They are become postulants! Novices, if you like. And so are under the protection of the church.
The sheriff glances at Robin.
Novices? How novel. Well, hang them and arrest him.
The priest is revealed to be Geoffrey.
Where's the drop?
Dan is sobbing.
Watch and enjoy, Robin. Oh, your priest won't talk. And then you will be done for, my friend.
souls of these men find forgiveness in heaven.
The men dangle and kick.
I love you, boys! I love you, Will! Love you, Luke! I'll see you in heaven!
Memories of the past few days flash before Robin's eyes. He attacks two nearby guards, grabbing one of their bones.
People of Nottingham!
He fires an arrow, cutting through the first noose's rope.
These men have committed no crime worth more than a spell in the stocks!
A second arrow frees another of the hanging men.
Will you tolerate this injustice? I, for one, will not.
Firing two arrows this time, Robin's aim severs the remaining ropes. As he's set upon by the sheriff's men, Dan smuggles the prisoners away.
This way!
Faster, help!
You, Locksley, or say farewell to your little Mulch.
His name is Mulch.
Well, he'll be Mulch in a moment.
Robin throws his sword high up to the path at the top of the wall. It strikes each of the two men holding Mulch. Dan hugs Luke.
Master, look out!
A guard is standing close behind Robin, his arrow ready to fire. Marion sneakily removes a pin from her hair and hurls it at the guard. It lands his neck, making his aim falter. Robin spots the jeweled pin and glances at Marion, who turns to show him the matching one still in her dark hair.
Robin!
He's why?
Don't you stand and get after him!
Let's return to Locksley. This time for good.
The sheriff looks livid at Robin and Mutch's horses.
Master! Archers, what do we do?
Let's give them something to shoot at.
Go, go, go!
Riding two per horse, Robin, Mutch, Will and Alan gallop swiftly over the moat bridge towards the line of archers. Their arrows skim past the riders, who leap over a low barrier to freedom. Sherwood Forest. As darkness begins to fall, the men sit around a campfire.
I'm just getting smoking.
Be honest with me. This does not bode well for my lodge, my bond church. I knew it.
This is your lodge now, my friends. Sherwood Lodge.
I'm not your friend.
Robin gets to his feet.
Excuse me!
Men appear on high ground above them.
This is our forest!
As the mysterious band of men aim their bows, their surly, proud leader gazes down at Robin.